Thank you, Mr. Chair. Nigeria welcomes the convening of this session and join earlier speakers in congratulating the Chairperson Rapporteur for your re-election to spearhead the activities of this working group during this session. Nigeria reaffirms its continued support for the work of this working group and underscores the imperative of global synergy and cooperation towards the comprehensive implementation of the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action. Nigeria remains concerned about the continued prevalence of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance across the globe. We reiterate our unequivocal condemnation of all forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, hate speech, incitement to hatred and violence, especially against Africans and people of African descent. Despite a seeming commitment by states to fight the scourge, Africans and people of African descent have continued to suffer all forms of marginalization and socioeconomic exclusion in many parts of the world. In the interest of peaceful coexistence and the attainment of sustainable global peace and security, we must collectively renew our commitment to combating racism, racial discrimination through the effective implementation of the DDPA. In this regard, we underscore the imperative of discouraging racist and xenophobic political narratives and all forms of hate speech and incitement to hatred and violence, which pose credible threats to our corporate existence as nations. Nigeria remains of the firm conviction that combating and ending racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance is key to ensuring a peaceful, just, and inclusive societies where everybody would be guaranteed the enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms. To this end, we reiterate our calls, as always, for continued international cooperation with a view to ensure the comprehensive and effective implementation of the DDPA. Finally, Mr. Chair, Nigeria reiterates its unflinching commitment to combating this menace and remain disposed to all international efforts towards the effective implementation of the DDPA. This is with a view to ending racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia and related intolerance for the ultimate objective of attaining global peace and security. I thank you, Mr. Chair.